And the pasuk continues, "Vayhi Avram ben Tishim v'seisha shonim," and Avram was 99 years old. The pasuk is now skipping 13 years in Avram's life, because the previous pasuk said that Avram was 86 years old when Yishmael was born, and now the pasuk is going to the age of 99 when Avram was 99 years old. And it was when Avram was 99, "Vayera Hashem el Avram," and Hashem appeared to Avram. "Vayomer Elov," and he said to him, "Ani Kel Shakai," I am Kel Shakai. I am the God that is Shakai, sufficient. I am sufficient to keep my promises to every creature. "Hishalech Lefonai," go before me, worship me. "Veheye Samim," and be complete in all my tests. There is a tzivoy achar tzivoy, one commandment after another commandment in this pasuk. "Hishalech Lefonai" is the first commandment, go before me and worship before me. And the second commandment is, "Veheye Samim," be complete in all my tests. Rashi brings down a second shot, that Hishalech Lefonai is in a specific mitzvah. "Hishalech Lefonai," go before me in the mitzvah of Milah. And if you will go before me in the mitzvah of Milah, then "Veheye Samim," you will be complete. Because right now you are considered a balmum, somebody who has a blemish. But once you have a bris milah, you will be complete without a mum. Rashi in the third chat says, "Hishalech Lefonai, go before me in the mitzvah of milah, veheye samim, and then you will be complete. You will have all 248 avarim, 248 limbs. Because right now you are missing five limbs, your two eyes, your two ears, and your male organ, which these five avarim, a person does not have control over them because of his yetzahara. But through the mitzvah of milah, Avram will gain control over these avarim, and he will be complete having ramach avarim, 248 avarim. And that's why his name was changed from Avram to Avraham, because the name Avraham is kemenyan ramach, 248. Ve'etna verisi beini uveinecho, and I will place my covenant between me and you. Through the mitzvah of bris milah, I will have a bris shel ahava, a covenant of love with you. And also there will be a covenant of Yerushas Haaretz, that you will inherit Eretz Yisrael. Ve'arve oisecha b'moid moid, and I will multiply you very much. Vayipol Avram al ponov, and Avram fell on his face. Vayidaber ito elikim lemar, when Hashem spoke to him saying, why did Avram fall on his face? Zagrashi, because as long as he was missing a bris milah, he was not able to stand when the Shechina was before him. Just like Bilam was Neifel Ugalui Enayim, he fell when he had a revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question arises, why first over here do we find that Avram fell and was not able to stand before the Shechina? He was not Gemalit earlier on in the parasha either. And over there we do not find that it says Vayipol Avram. Sifsei Chachamim answers that over there also Avram was also falling on his face and not able to stand. The pasuk is just stressing it over here because it wants to show the difference between before the bris milah and after the bris milah. Because over here in this pasuk it is right before the bris milah and Avram was not able to stand. But we will find later in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where over there it says Vayera Hashem el Avram, and we do not find that Avram was noifel, that he was falling, because once he had the bris milah, he was able to stand before the Shechina. So it's just to show the differentiation of before the bris milah and after the bris milah that this pasuk, that this is mentioned in this pasuk. But the truth is, he was noifel ugluy enayim also in the earlier psukim in the beginning of the parsha. Others learn that taka in the beginning of the parsha, he did not fall. And the reason for that was because since he did not have a tzivoy, a commandment, to make a bris milah, he did not have a shame oral. He did not have a din as of one who is missing a bris milah. Therefore, he was able to stand. It was only now, when Avram was getting the mitzvah of bris milah, that he had a shame oral at this point. He had a name as somebody who was missing a bris milah, that now he was considered somebody who was an oral and was not able to stand before Hashem in such a situation. And the pasuk continues, Hashem said, Ani, hine berisi itach, I, behold, am making a covenant with you, v'hayisa la'av ha'mangoyim, and you will become, through this bris milah, a father over many nations. V'lo yikari oida shimcha Avram, your name should not be anymore Avram, which means Av over Aram, the father over one city, Aram, which is Charad. V'hoya shimcha Avraham, your name should be Avraham. Av ha'moin goyim, ki av ha'moin goyim nisaticha, because a father over many nations have I placed you. Before, Avram was only a ruler over one nation, Av over Aram. But now Hashem said you will be Av over Hamoin. The question arises, so why is the Reish still in the name? The Reish is only because of Aram. When he was Av over Aram, so he had to have a Reish in his name. But now, when he was Av over Hamoin Goyim, the Reish should not still be there. And Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the Reish there because he did not want the Reish to complain. Because we find that by Sarai, when her name was changed to Sarah, the Yud complained that she was taken out, that the Yud was taken out of Sarah's name. And Hashem had to take this Yud and place it in the name of Yeshua, who was called earlier Hoshea, and the Yud of Sarai went to his name and he became known as Yehoshua. So in order that the Reish should not complain, the Reish was left in the name of Avraham. I will multiply you very much. And I will make you into nations. As Rashi says, Yisrael and Edom will come out of Avram. Yishmael is not mentioned because Yishmael was already born. And kings will come from you. And the pasuk continues, Shavi, Vakimoisies Barisi Beni Uveinecho, and I will establish my bris between me and you, Uvein Zaracho Acharecho, and between your children after you, Lidairoisam for their generations, Livris Oilam for an everlasting covenant, Lios Lechol Elohim, Ulzaracho Acharecho, to be your God, and also a God for your children after you. So here Hashem is saying that if you will keep the bris milah, I will be your God. And I will give to you and your children after you es eretz migurecho es kol eretz Canaan, the land that you are living in, the whole land of Canaan, la'achuzas oilam, for an everlasting possession, v'ha'yisi lohem le'lokim, and I will be for them for a God. So the pasuk is saying through the mitzvah of bris milah, I will be your God, and you will inherit Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk ends off that I will be your God again. The question is, why does it say it again? The pasuk had already said in pasuk Zayin, Liyos Lechol Elokim. So why does it repeat it in pasuk Ches, V'hoyisi Lohem Lelokim? And Rashi says, because it is saying, V'nosati Lechol Zaracha Es Eretz Migurecha, I will give you Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, V'hoyisi Lohem Lelokim, I will be your God. But one who lives in Chutz Laretz is as if he does not have a God. And Hashem said to Avraham, Ve'ato, and you, my part of the deal, I said already earlier, in the psukim earlier it says that if you keep the mitzvah of bris milah, then you will be av ha'moyim goyim, I will multiply you, kings will come from you, I will be your God, and you will have Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to do? Ve'ato, and you, this is your part of the deal. As Barisi Sishmar, my covenant you should keep, Ato Vizaracha Acharecha L'Dereisam, you and your children after you, for their generations. Zais Barisi Asher Tishmu, Beni Uveinechem, this is my bris that you should watch between me and you. Uveinechem, you, is Lashon Rabin, referring to you, Yitzchak, and Yishmael. Uvein Zaracha Acharecha, and between your children after you, the future generations. Himoel Lochem Kol Zachar, that it should be circumcised to you every zachar. Every male has to have a bris milah. Unamaltem es besar orlaschem, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your orla, of your foreskin. V'haya lois bris beni uveinechem, and it will be a sign of a bris between me and you. Uven shmoinas yomim, and at the age of 8 days old, yimoy lochem kol zachar, all your firstborns should become circumcised, lidareseichem, for your generations. And now the pasuk says, not only your children, but also your avodim kenanim, yilid bayis, whether it is an eved kenani that was born in your house, your shifcha kenanis gave birth to an eved kenani in your house, umiknas kesef mikol beinechar, or whether you purchased this eved kenani from a goy. Asher lo mizarachahu, who this Eved Kenani is not from your children. It does not make a difference if the Eved Kenani was born in your house or you bought the Eved Kenani. There is a mitzvah to be mal, to do a bris milah on your avodim kenanim. Himal yimal yilid beischa umiknas kaspecha. You shall surely circumcise the Eved Kenani that was born in your house and the one that you bought with your money. Why is the Pasuk repeating this after saying it already in Pasuk Yud Beis? And Rashi explains, because it is telling you that there is an Eved Knani, Yelid Bias, that is born in your house, that the mitzvah of Bris Milah on this Eved is not on the eighth day, but rather on the first day. As Rashi explains, that let's say somebody purchases the offspring that will be born from his friend's Shifcha Knanis. The Shifcha Knanis is pregnant now, and he gives money to his friend and says, I am buying the offspring that will be born. When this offspring is born, and it is a male, the din is that the owner, the one who bought it, has to do a bris milah on the first day that it is born. Therefore, the pasuk says over here, Himal yimal yilid beischa umitnas kaspecha, and does not mention the din of the eighth day, because there is a yilid bias that is nimal liyam echad on the first day. V'hoysa brisi bivsarchem, and my bris milah should be in your flesh, levris olam, for an everlasting bris. V'orel zachar, and an uncircumcised zachar, male. And Rashi asks, why does it say zachar again, when it said already that it has to be a male in Pasuk Yud Beis? And Rashi answers, that the reason why it says zachar is to tell you where should the bris milah take place. Zachar, on the place that is nicker and differentiates between a zachar and a nekeva. Ba'oral zachar asher lo yimal es besar olosoi, and a male that is not circumcised on the basar, on the flesh of his arlo, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi me'ameho es brisi hefar, this person gets kares because my bris he has nullified. Rashi explains that the father who is not mal, his son, is only being mevatel and asay. He is only nullifying and not doing a mitzvah asay. But the son himself, that when he gets older, does not do a bris milah, is chayav karis. The question arises, how is it possible to give a person karis for not doing a bris milah? Every day he can still do the bris milah. The time is not over yet. He's still alive. And the Rambam therefore says that every day he does not do a bris milah, he is mevatel a mitzvah saseh. But the chi of karis in this plasuk, as explained by the Chazon Ish, is a karis hanefesh, that his soul will be cut off in Shamayim. But it does not mean that he actually will die young, because every day he still can be mekayim the mitzvah if Hashem allows him to live another day. But the Ravid argues and says that since he was not mekayim the mitzvah right away, Hashem has the right to take his life on any given day. And that's l'chora the way Rashi learns, when Rashi says, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi hoylech ariri umeis kodem zmanot, he will die before his time, and he will die childless. The Rashi is learning like the Ravid, that we are mechayev him a misa of koris the second he does not do the mitzvah at the age that when he is mechayev. Once he reaches 13, he is mechayev in the mitzvah of milo, and if he does not do it, Hashem can cause him to die before his time on any given day. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elohim el Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Sarai ishtecha leisikra es shema Sarai. Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, ki Sarah shema, because her name should be Sarah. Sarai means that you are a sar, a noble woman, just over me. Ki Sarah shema, she is a sar for everybody. Uberachti oisa, and I will bench her, referring to the benching that Hashem will make Sarah young even before she gives birth. V'gam nosati mimeno l'chabein, I will also give from her to you a son. She will give birth to a son to you. Uveirachtiha, and even after she gives birth, I will bless her to be able to show everybody that she is young and can give birth. Because when Yitzchak was 2 years old, Avram and Sarah made a party for Yitzchak, and all the chashuvim of the town came to this party. And people were slandering Avram, saying that really this is not his child. He found a child in the shuk, in the marketplace, and said that this is his own. And all the people of the party were there, and the women were there, and they had their children with them, but they did not bring their nurses to nurse the babies. And Sarah was able to nurse all the children at this party to show everybody that she was really young enough to have children, and she did not bring an asufi min ashuk. She did not take an abandoned child from the marketplace and say that this was her own. That is the extra bracha the pasuk is talking about. Even after she had a child, uveirachtiha, I will bench her to be able to nurse everybody else's children. V'haisa l'goyim, she will be nations. Malchi amim mimena yihu, kings of nations will come from her. That is the bracha that was given to Avram earlier in pasuk vav, that he will have nations and kings. Now the pasuk is saying that these children, these kings and these nations will come from Sarah. Vayipol Avram al pono vayitzchak. And Avram fell on his face, and he was happy. Rashi over here describes and explains the word Vayitzchak as being happy. But when Sarah laughed, it said, Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir Balemar, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Over there, she was mocking and not believing that Hashem can give her a child at the age of 90. Therefore, Hashem was makbid and was critical about what she did. But over here, Vayitzchak means he was happy. That's why Hashem was not critical about Avram's actions. Vayomer v'liboy, and Avram said in his heart, Halaven me'a shono yivole, will Hashem do this chesed for me and allow me to have a child at the age of 100? Ve'im Sarah habas tishim shona tele, and will Hashem do this chesed with Sarah to allow her to have a child at the age of 90? Vayomer Avram el-ho'elikim, and Avram said to Hashem, I am not roy. I am not fit for such merits. Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. Halvai, Yishmael should live before you, which means Yishmael should live with fear before you and be a righteous person. I am not zoyche. I am not roy to have another child. Halvai, I should be roy that Yishmael should live and be a tzaddik. Vayer melekim, and Hashem said, Avol, but it is true. Sarah ishtecha yeledes lecha bein. Sarah, your wife, will bear to you a child, Vikaroso Eshema Yitzchak, and you will call his name Yitzchak. According to Rashi's first pshat, the name Yitzchak comes from the lashon of happiness, because the pasuk said that Avram was happy. Secondly, Rashi says that the name of Yitzchak comes from the different letters in his name. Yud is gematria 10, which means the 10 nisyonos, the 10 tests that Avram had to go through. Tzadik is 90 for the 90 years of Sarah. Ches is 8 for the 8 days of Bris Milah, the 8th day that Yitzchak was Nimoil. And Kuf is 100, because Avram was 100 when he had Yitzchak. Vakimoisi es Barisi Itai, and I will establish my Bris with him, that the children of Yitzchak will be Mechoyim in Bris Milah. The pasuk says, Itai with him, to exclude Yishmael. Livris Oilam, for an everlasting bris, Lazare Acharov, for his children after him. Uli Yishmael Shematicha, and concerning Yishmael, I have listened to you. Hine Berachti Oisai, behold, I have blessed him, Vifresi Oisai, Verbesi Oisai, Bimaoid Maoid, and made him very fruitful and multiply him. Shneim Osor Nesiim Yoilit, he will have 12 princes. As Rashi explains, the Lashon of Nesiim can also mean clouds. And just like clouds can be blown away, these Nesiim, these princes, won't last too long and will also get blown away. Unesativ legagodoil, I will make him to a great nation. Ve'esperisi okam es Yitzchak, and my bris I will establish with Yitzchak. What's the connection with Pasuk Chavalov to Pasuk Chav? Rashi explains, it's a Kal V'chomer. Madach, the son of the Shivcha, Yishmael, had all these brachos. Kal V'chomer, the son of the mistress of Sarah, will definitely have these brachos. Ves brisi akam es Yitzchak, I will keep my bris with Yitzchak, and he will have all the brachos that were mentioned for Yishmael. Also, the pasuk is telling us that Yitzchak was considered kadosh, holy mi beten, already from his mother's stomach when his mother conceived him. And that's what the pasuk is saying, akim. Akim stands for asher kidash, Yedid mi beten, which I made holy, my beloved one, already when he was in his mother's stomach. Asher teli lecha Sarah. Sarah will give birth to Yitzchak lamoyed hazeh bashono ho'acheres, at this time next year. Vayichal ledaber itoy, and he finished speaking to Avram. Vayal elakim me'al Avram, and Hashem went from on top of Avram. It is a lashon nekiya, a respectful way to speak about Hashem, to say that he went off from being on top of Avram. Vayikach Avram es Yishmael benoi, and Avram took Yishmael his son. Ve'ez kol yelidei beisoi, and all his avadim knanim, the ones that were born in his house. Ve'ez kol miknas kaspoi, and the ones he purchased with money. Kol zachar ba'anshei beis Avram, every male in the household of Avram. What is called Zohar Ba'anshi Beis Avram adding? It said already, Yishmael and his Avodin. Maybe the pshat is that it is referring to the gerim that he made. The pasuk in the beginning of the parasha said, "Ve'sanefesh asher osu v'choron," that Avram was megayer the anoshim. Maybe this pasuk is coming to say every zohar ba'anshe beis Avram that he was mal the gerim. Vayomol es besar orlosam, and he circumcised the flesh of their orlo. Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, in the middle of this day, as Rashi explains, that on the day that he was commanded, that was the day that he did it. And also, it was Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, during the day, in middle of the day. And he did the Bris Milah in middle of the day. So the Rishonim should not say that if we would have seen him doing the Bris Milah, we would have stopped him. Therefore, he did it Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Everybody was able to see, and nobody was able to stop him. Kasher Dibur Ito Elikim, he did it just like Hashem spoke to him. Ve'Avram ben Tishim Vosesha Shono, Avram was 99 years old. Bihi Moiloi Bitsar Orlosai, when the basar of his Orla became circumcised. It does not say when he himself did it, but rather Bihi Moiloi, when it became circumcised. As Rashi explains, that Avram had a fear, since he was old, he was afraid to do the Bris Milah. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his hand and did the Bris Milah together with him. That's why it says, Bihi Moiloi, when he became circumcised, not when he actually did it. Bishmol Benoi Ben Shloish Esrei Shana, Yishmol, his son, was 13 years old. Bihi Moiloi Es Eis Besar Orlosai, when the basar of his Orla became circumcised. By Yishmol, it says, Eis Besar Orlosai. By Avram, in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it only says Besar Orlosai. And Rashi explains, because since Avram was older already, and he was married, therefore he already had Tashmish Amito, he had relations with his wife, and the Basar of his Orla was already flattened out. All he needed was the Bris Milah. As opposed to Yishmael, who was only 13, not only did he need a Bris Milah, but he also needed the mitzvah of Priya, which is to fold over the Orla. That's why the pasuk says Ace. Ace is a riboy. It's coming to include an extra thing. The extra thing was the mitzvah of Priya. Be'etzem hayom hazeh nimal Avram v'Yishmael benoi. On that very day, when Avram was 99 and Yishmael was 13, that's when they got their Bris Milah. V'chol anshei beisoi, and all the people of his house. Yilid bayis, the avodim that were born in his house. Umiknas kesef me'es benechar nimoilu itoi. They were also circumcised together with Avram. And if you look at the psukim, the pasuk shot in the pasuk is mashma, that Avram was first mal Yishmael and his servants, and then he was mal himself. The pasuk says in pasuk chav gimel, vayikach Avram es Yishmael benoi, yilid ebesoi, vayomol es besar orlosam, and he was mal them. And then in pasuk chav dalet it says, Avram ben Tishim Vaseisha Shona Behimoile Bisar Orlosai. So we see clearly that first he was Mal the Avodim and Yishmael, and then he was Mal himself. And that's the way the Ramban learns. The Ramban says, because if he would be Mal himself first, he would not have the power and the strength afterwards to be Mal his servants and Yishmael. Others learn that he was Mal himself first. If you look at the Rosh and also the Arachayim HaKadosh, they both say that first he was Mal himself, and then he was Mal the rest of them. Because Chazal tell us in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, that the person that does a Bris Milah needs to be Gemalit himself first. Himal Yimal, Shetzorach Hamol, Sheyiyahu Atzmai Nimal. The one who makes the Bris Milah, he himself has to be Gemalit. Therefore, Avram had to do a Bris Milah on himself first in order to do the Bris Milah on everybody else. Rashi in Parshas Chayisara also is mashma that Avram was Nimal Tchilo. Avram was Gemal at first. Rashi says in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Beis, when the Pasuk says that Avram told Eliezer, Simna Yodcha Tachas Yerechi, place your hand under my Yerach, by my Bris Milah. Rashi says that somebody who makes a Shvua has to take in his hand a Chepes Shal Mitzvah. And since Mila Hoysa Mitzvah Rishonaloi, since the Mila was his first mitzvah, therefore he used the Bris Mila as the Chavit Shal Mitzvah. In the parentheses of that Rashi, it says that really one can be bothered by the fact that he used his own Bris Mila more than Eliezer's Bris Mila. And it says over there, because since Avram's Mila was first, therefore he wanted to use his bris milah, which came before the milah of his servants. According to that, it is clear that Avram was first mal himself, and afterwards was mal his servants. Zok Rashi inside pasuk aleph. Ani kel shakai, ani hu sheyesh dai be'elikusi. I am the one that is sufficient in my godliness lechol beria, for every creature. Lefiko chesalik lefonai. Therefore, go before me. Ve'ei lechol elikav. I will be to you for a god and a patron. Whenever we find the name Shakai in the pasuk, pirushoi kach. So is the explanation. Dai shaloi. It is sufficient for him. He can do it. And everything is explained according to the topic it is said in. Hisalech lefonai. Kitagum elak tagum says palach kodamai. Serve before me, hadbeik b'avoidasi, attach yourself to my service. Ve'yesamim, afzet tzivoy. This is also a commandment, achat tzivoy, after the first commandment of Hisalech Lefonai. Heyesh sholem b'chol nisyoinoisai. Be complete in all my tests. That's what it means, ve'yesamim. Well, the midrashoi, according to the medrash, hisalech lefanei b'mitzvas mila, go before me in the mitzvah mila. Uvedavazet hiatamim, and with this you will be complete. Shekolzman she'arlo b'cho, as long as you are uncircumcised and you have an arlo ato balmum, you are considered one with a blemish lefanei, before me. So according to this pshat, hisalech lefanei means go before me in the mitzvah of mila. Ve'heisamim, and then you will be without a mum. Davar acher, ve'heisamim. Now you are missing five limbs. Beze naim, your two eyes. Beze naim, your two ears. Beroish hagvia, and the male organ. Oisif lecha ois al shemecha. I will add a letter to your name, namely the letter hey. V'yiyeh minin ois yosecha. And the amount of the letters of your name will be equal to Ramach 248. Keminyan evarecha, like the number of your limbs. V'edna barisi, and I will give my bris. Bris Ahava, I will make a covenant of love with you. Ubris Ha'aretz, and a covenant to give you Eretz Yisrael. Lo Yishcha Lecha Ayidei Mitzvah Zu, that you will inherit Eretz Yisrael through this mitzvah. Rashi before, by the Bris Ben Absarim, says that the land of Eretz Yisrael will be inherited by the Yidden because of Karbonos. Over here, Rashi seems to say that it is because of the mitzvah of Bris Milo. Vayipol Avram Al Ponov, and Avram fell on his face. Mimora Hashchina, from the fear of the Shechina, of the presence of Hashem. Sha'at Shaloi Mol, before he had a bris milah, lo haya b'koyach lamay. He was not able to stand for Ruach HaKodesh Nitzeves Olam, when the Ruach HaKodesh of Hashem was standing upon him. V'zehu shenemar b'bilam, and that is what is said by Bilam. Noifel, he fell, uglui enoyim, when he had a revelation from Hashem. B'braisa de Rabbi Eliezer Matzosikein, this is what I found in the braisa of Rabbi Eliezer. Zot Rashi ki av hamon goyim, Lashon Utrikin Shel Shemoi. That is an abbreviated version of his name. Avraham is Av Hamon Goyim. V'reisha Hoisa Boi B'tchila. The reish that was in his name before, Shaloi Hoya Av Ela L'Aram, meant that he was only the father over Aram, Shehu Mekoymei, which was the place that he lived. V'achsha, but now, Av L'Chol Olam, he is the father of the whole world. V'afilu reish ha'isa b'y mitchila lo'izazam im koymei. The reish that was there originally because of Av over Aram was not taken out. She'af yud shal sarai nisramo al hashchina, because the yud of sarai complained against Hashem. Ad she'isifo li'hoshua, until Hashem added the yud to the name of Yeshua, shenemar. The yud was taken from Sarai. Therefore, Hashem left the reish in Avram's name. I will make nations out of you. Yisrael the Edom. It is referring to the nations of Yisrael and Edom. Yishmael was already born, and Hashem was not informing him concerning Yishmael. Vakimoisi as brisi, and I will establish my bris. Umahu habris, lias lechol elokim. I will have a covenant with you to be your God. Lachuzas oilam, and I will give you Eretz Yisrael for an everlasting possession. Visham eyelohem lelokim. Over there, like the pasuk ends off. Bahayisi lohem lelokim. Over there in Eretz Yisrael, I will be their God. Avobot hador bechutzal oretz. One who lives outside Eretz Yisrael, kimoi she'en lo eloka, is as if he does not have a God. And that is the Gemara Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Ve'ata, Vav zu moisif al inyan rishon. This vav is attaching it to an earlier pasuk. The earlier pasuk is pasuk dalet. Ani hinei berisi itach. Behold, I am establishing a bris with you. Ve'ata, and what's your part of the bris? Havazorhe l'shamra, you should be careful to watch it. Umahi shmirasa, and what is the watching of this bris? It's pasuk yud. Zois berisi asher tishmeru. Hima lachem kol zachar, you should be mal every male in your family. Beini uveinechem, this bris will be between me and you, plural. Oisam shal achshav, the ones of now. Referring to you, Avram, your son Yitzchak, and your son Yishmael, uvein zaracho acharecho, and between your children after you, haasidim lehivolid acharecho, the ones that will be born afterwards. Himoil, zot Rashi, kimoil lehimoil. It is as if it says, to be mal every zachor, kimoil she'ata oimer asois, kimoil lasois. Just like asois is like lasois, himoil is similar to lehimoil. Unimaltem, and you should circumcise, kimoil umaltem. It's as if it said umaltem. It does not mean unim maltem and you shall become circumcised, belush and nifal, but rather it means umaltem. Fanun bo yisera li yisayt hanoifal by lefrakim. The nun is really extra, and it is a letter that falls away from the word at times. Kigayin, nun shall noishech ve nun shall noisei. Just like nun in the word biting, noishech, and nun in the word noisei, to carry. It does not mean become bitten or become carried, but rather it means he bit and he carried. And the nun is not a lush and nifal. Unamaltem kemay unesasem. The word unamaltem and you shall be mal is like the word unesasem and you should carry. Aval yimoil. But in the next pasuk yud beis, the word yimoil, lashon yifal. That is a lashon yifal, which means he should become gemalot. Yimoil achem kol zachar. Every male should become gemalot. Kemay yeose and yeyochel. Yeyose means it should become done. Yeyochel, it should become eaten. So to yimoil. Lochem kol zachor, every male should become gemalot. Yilid bayis, she yoldose hashivcha bebayis, that your shivcha gave birth to this eved kanani in your house. Umiknas kesef shekana mishenolid. That means one that he bought after he was already born. Hima yimoil yilid beischa kan kafal olav. Over here, the pasuk is saying it another time. And the pasuk does not say in this pasuk anything about 8 days. There is an Eved Kanani which is born in your house. Nimoel la'achon, that is gemalit on the first day. As is explained in Masechta Shabbos, like we said, if one purchases the rights to own the offspring of a shifcha of his friend. The Shifcha is pregnant now, and he wants to buy the offspring at this point. So when this Eved is born, the Mila is done on the first day. Va'orel Zachar. Kan Limeid. Over here it teaches us, Sha'amila va'isei makam shu nikir ben Zachar l'nekeva. The Bris Mila is done on the place that distinguishes between a male and a female. Asher lo yimol, the one who does not do a Bris Mila is chayev kares. Mishiyagia l'chlal anshim, once he reaches the clout of being punished, the age of being punished, then he gets karis. Aval aviv, but his father ain't onush kolov karis alav. There is no punishment of karis on him. Aval over basay, he is only being over and being mavatal anasay. Venichrusa hanefesh, and the one, the son, that does not do a bris mila gets karis. Hoylech ariri umeis kodim zmanay. He dies before his time, and also he goes childless. That is like Rashi states also in Parshas Achrei Mos. By the parasha discussing one who shechs and brings a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Over there it says he is mechuyev karis, and Rashi says not only does he die, but he dies without children. Rashi's shita is that karis is also be'ariri. Every karis not only causes him to die young, but also to die childless. So to Rashi, le'sikra eshema sarai, the mashma sarai li, which is mashma only a sar to me, but not to other people. Ki sara stam shema. Her name is Sara Stam, plain Sara. Shetehe Sara ala koil. She will be a noble woman over everybody. Uverachti oisa, and I will bench her. Umahi abracha. What is the bracha that I am giving her before she gives birth? Shechazro lena arusa. She will return to her young age. Shenema, like the pasuk says, hoisali edna, that I had smooth skin. And I will bench her after she gives birth. By being able to nurse. When she will need to do this. By the day of the party of Yitzchak. They were slandering Avram and Sarah, Sheviyus Asufi min Ashuk, that they found an abandoned child in the marketplace. Va'omrim, and they said, Beneinuhu, this is our child. Ve'viya kol achas b'no imo, and each one of these women brought her son with her to the party. U'meinikasa lahiviya, but their nurses they did not bring along with her. Ve'hi heinika es kulam, and she nursed all these children. Hushanemar, this is what the pasuk means. Heinika banim Sarah, Sarah nursed many children. Bereishis Rabba ramzu b'miksas. In Bereishis Rabba, this idea is hinted at b'miksas partially. Vayipal Avram alpono vayitzchak, and Avram fell on his face and was happy. Ze targum ungulus lashon simcha v'chadi. It's a lashon of happiness. B'shal Sarah lashon mochuch. But when it says vatitzchak Sarah b'kir bo lemar, it is a lashon of scoffing. This teaches us that Avram believed Hashem v'samach and was happy. V'sara loy heimino v'ligliga. Sarah did not believe it and made fun of it. V'zehu shehikbir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Sarah. This is why Hashem was critical about Sarah v'loy hikbir, and he was not critical al Avram concerning Avram. Halaven yesh tmius shehen kayomis. There are times where the pasuk says a question, but it is kayomis, it is existing, it is not doubting the fact that is stated in the pasuk. Kemoi, hanigla niglesi, I have surely appeared. Haroya ata, you have surely seen. Afzu hi kayemis, over here also, it is something that is kayemis, that is existing. Vekach omar beliboy, this is what Avram said in his heart. Hanase chesed ze la'acher, would Hashem do this chesed, this kindness to another person, Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa li, what he is doing with me? Vim Sarah habas tishim shana, hoisa kedai lele. And is Sarah at the age of 90, kedai and fit to give birth? Ba'af api shedaris harishanim hayim alidim b'nei tav kuf shana, even though in earlier generations we find that at the age of 500 they had children, bimei Avraham nismatu ashanim. Because in the times of Avraham, the years have already become diminished. People did not live as long. And a weakness came to the world. Say, Ulamad me'asara doris shemi noyach v'ad Avraham. Look at the 10 generations from Noyach till Avraham. Shemi'aru tildoseyam b'nei samach u'b'nei ayin. That they had children at an earlier age, at the age of 70 and 80, because their lifespan was not as long anymore. So therefore, it is a question, and it is a wonder, that Avram would have a child at the age of 100. Will Hashem do such an ace for me to give me a child at 100? And therefore Avram said, Lu Yishmael Yichyeh, Halavai Yichyeh Yishmael. Halavai that Yishmael will live. Eini kedai lekabel matan tzchar kazeh. I am not fit, and I do not merit to have such great nisim and such great rewards given to me. Halavai Yishmael Yichyeh lefanecha, Yichyeh b'yirasecha, should live in your fear. Kama hisalach lefanai, just like the pasuk earlier said, hisalach lefanai, which means palach kadamai, lefanai means serve before me, Yichyeh lefanecha means that Yishmael should live serving you, serving and fearing you. Avol zok Rashi, loshen amidas dvarim, it means it's true. Bechein Avol, it is true, Ashemim Anachnu, we are at fault. Avol, it is true, Ben Einlo, she does not have a child. Bekoroso Eshema Yitzchak, you shall call his name Yitzchak. Ashem Atzchoik, one shot is because Avram was happy. Ve'eshemim Ashem Ho'asor and Yisyonois, the Yud is referring to the 10 tests. The Tzaddik is referring to Tzaddik Shonel Shal Sarah, the 90 years of age of Sarah when she gave birth. The Ches Yomim Shenimar, the 8 days of Yitzchak's Bris Mila, the Kuf Shonel Shal Avram, and 100 years of the age of Avram when he had Yitzchak. Svira Acher Vesbrisi, it says in the Pasuk, Vesbrisi Okamis Yitzchak in Pasuk Chavalet. Loma Nema, why does it say it? Harei Kfar Ksiv, the Ato Esbrisi Sishmar, the Pasuk earlier says, and you should watch my Bris. Since it says in Pasuk Yotes, Vaki Moisi es Brisi Itoi, Yochel b'nei Yishmael b'nei Ketur b'chlal Akiyum, I would think the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah are also in the Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Mila, Tam Loimar. Therefore the Pasuk says, Vaki Moisi es Brisi Itoi, I will keep my bris with him, with Yitzchak, v'loi im Acherim, and not with other people. Vesbrisi Okemes Yitzchak Loma Nemar. Why does the Pasuk say further in Chaf Aleph, Vesbrisi Okemes Yitzchak? to teach you that he was holy already from the stomach. Like the word Akum stands for Asher Kidash Yidid Mi Beten. Davar Acher, another pshat, Amar Ababa. Mikan Lomat, from here we learn Kalvachomer, a Kalvachomer, Ben Agavira, the son of the mistress, which is Yitzchak, the son of Sarah, Mi Ben Ha'oma, is learned out of a Kalvachomer from the son of the Oma, Yishmael, the son of Hagar. Ksiv, Hini Berachti Oisiv, Refresi Oisiv, Rebezi Oisiv, Zay Yishmael. We see that these brachas of Refresi Yosef, Rebesi Yosef was by Yishmael. The Kalvachomer, it is a Kalvachomer. If the son of the Oma will have such brachas, definitely the son of the Gevira, of the mistress. Therefore, as Brisi Akam as Yitzchak, Yitzchak will definitely have these brachas. As Brisi Zagrashi Bris Hamilo, the Bris Mila Tehe Mesura Lazare Shal Yitzchak will be given to the children of Yitzchak. Shneim Asa Nasiim will come from Yishmael. Ka'anonim yichlu, they will perish just like clouds. K'moy nesiyim v'ruach. The Pasuk says nesiyim, clouds, v'ruach, and wind. So even though nesiyim means princes, but they will perish just like clouds disappear. Mi'al Avram, and Hashem went off Avram. Lashon nekiyahu, klap ishchina. It is a respectful way of speaking toward Hashem that he is on top of Avram. Ulamadnu, and this teaches us, she'atzadikim merkafte shalmokoim, that the tzadikim are the chariots of Hashem. Be'etzem hayoim, in the middle of the day, boy v'ayoim shenestavo. On that day that he was commanded, he did the bris milah. Be'yoim v'loy b'laylo, during the day and not during the night. Lo nisyore, he was not afraid. Lo min ha'goyim, not from the goyim, v'loy min ha'leit sonim, not from the scoffers. V'shalayu oivav v'nei dori oimrim, in order that his enemies and the people of his generation should not be able to say, ilu ra'inuhu, if we would have seen him doing this bris milah, loy hi nachnuhu, we would not have allowed him. Lomol to bimal ulekayim mitzvoyse shalmokoyim, and keep the mitzvah of Hashem. Therefore Avram did it in the middle of the day to show everybody that they would not be able to stop him. Vayoma loshem vayifal. Vayoma means that he was mal. Bihi moiloi, bihi po'aloi. When it became nima, when it became circumcised. K'moi bihi baram, when they became created. So Rashi bihi moiloi. Notel Avram sakin. Avram took a knife. Va'ochaz ba'or losoi, and he grabbed onto his foreskin. V'rotzo lachtoich, and he wanted to cut it. V'hoyim misiyorei, shoye zokin. He was afraid because he was old. Ma also Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What did Hakadosh Baruch Hu do? Sholach yodoi va'ochaz imoi. He sent his hand and did the bris milah together with him. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, bechorois imoi habaris, and Hashem cut the bris milah together with Avram. Loi nemar. It does not say that he was cutting bris loi with him. Loi nemar. Eloi imoi together with him, because he did the bris milah together with Avram. Behimoi loi ace besar or losoi. Be'avram loi nemar ace. By Yishmael it does say the word ace. Lefi shaloi hayachaser elachituch basar. By Avram he was only missing the cutting of the flesh. Shekvar nisma'ech, because the skin was already smoothened out. Ayidei tashmish, through relations. Aval Yishmael shahoyu yeled, but Yishmael, who was a young child, it was necessary for him not only to cut the bris milah but also to bend it back. Therefore it says ace, a riboy, to include also the priya. On that very day when Avram became 99 and Yishmael became 13, Nimal Avram and Yishmael had a bris milah.